I am joined by my next guest for today from CJ and Thorn. It is Chris. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing? You all good?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Amazing stuff. Lovely weather. We've spoken about it all morning.
It's amazing, particularly in my line of business. We like dry weather. So.
Oh, absolutely. Amazing stuff. So you're here, obviously, to talk about the Uckfield Business Awards. Huge thing for you. You guys won it. Well, one, but was it Business of the Year a couple of years ago?
2014.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Yeah. I always feel like that was still only a few years ago. It's like I'm not keeping up with the years at this point.
Yes, everything's pre or post COVID.
Oh, absolutely.
Days,
yeah. No, for sure. That's kind of your benchmark of knowing when things are. Absolutely. So you're obviously a huge part of the Uckfield Business Awards. But before we get into what it is that you're sponsoring and how it's all going to work for you, tell us a little bit about your organisation. How's business going? How is everything?
Okay. Well, Chris Thorn from CJ Thorn & Co. We're civil engineering contractors, head office based here in Uckfield.
Yeah.
Although we've got regional offices. Well, we've got one across the road, actually, at Bird and I, which is more a yard. And then we've got regional offices in Midhurst and Horsham.
Yes.
Quite widespread across Sussex, which is it gives us that opportunity to work across a broad range of sectors and geographical areas. So
absolutely.
Mainly in the water industry and local highways and large industrial clients. So we don't tend to come across the Joe Public that often. But then, you know, if Mrs. Miggins has got a block drain, we can do that. We can deal with that as well. So we try to sort of say anything and everything. We try not to say no to everything.
Absolutely. Amazing stuff. How's business? All good?
Yes, it's picking up now. We had a pretty quiet and wet autumn and winter, it's a bit of a challenge, but we managed to keep all our staff. We directly employ about 90 people at the moment.
Yeah, amazing.
And things are starting to pick up now, and we're anticipating quite a busy spring summer period.
Brilliant. So. Yeah, I mean, with the weather being so good, I can imagine that's a really positive thing for you guys.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to make a bit more progress on site. It was a bit very much one step forward, two steps back.
I can imagine. Months. It was as well. I remember it being kind of like maybe beginning of March, and I remember seeing a post saying that somewhere in the UK it had rained every single day, just in general, not necessarily here, but just in the UK as a whole, it had rained every single day.
Yes, I think someone like Aberdeen hadn't seen the sun for 53 days or something. Yeah.
It was long. It was a long, wet winter and autumn, for definite. Amazing. So why did you decide to sponsor the Uckfield Business Awards, and how did you choose your category?
Well, I think having won the Business of the Year award in 2014, the awards came round again two years later.
Yeah.
And I felt we should, rather than re-enter that award, we should sponsor something. And so I talked to the organisers and they said, well, why don't you sponsor the category you won? Because I can't remember who sponsored it the year we won, but they weren't sponsoring anymore. And we said, yes, great, fantastic. Yeah. And at that time, it was a category for which you entered specifically to be the Business of the Year, so you could be entering small business or green business, but also the overall Business of the Year.
Yeah.
And the rules have changed a little bit now.
Absolutely. We'll go into that in a second.
Sorry, getting ahead of myself.
No, it's all good. It's all good. No, I'd love for you to explain a little bit more in a little while. So you chose the category mainly because you won it, so you feel like you would know more about what entails and what.
And it's also the main event of the night.
Yes,
It is the Victor Ludorum, if
the
you
big
like.
One. So
the champion of champions.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yeah. And what are you looking forward to most about being involved in the event as a whole?
Just a further extension of our community engagement. Yes. It's a big thing. The company's been in Uckfield since 1951, and we've always had a strong community involvement, whether that's been through employing local people or giving back to various events that we support, like this one, like the Christmas late night shopping, and various other events through the course of the year.
Yeah.
So It's fun from the community engagement aspect. It's also an opportunity to give back to staff. So we usually take a couple of tables and staff have a good night out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not a very productive day after.
No, I can imagine not. I hope this is happening on a Friday. Is that right?
Unfortunately, it's on a... everything's fortunate. It's on a Thursday. It's on a Thursday evening.
Ah.
And so, the Friday morning, there's a few sore heads.
A few stragglers, maybe. Sounds like a great time, though, absolutely. So this is the question I was about to ask you is why I paused you talking about the awarders itself, because as the judge of your category, what kinds of things will you be looking for? So please explain how the Business of the Year award works now in comparison to how it worked before, because this is how you judging it's going to be a little bit more interesting, I think, than any other category.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Yeah.
So it used to be you could enter the Business of the Year independently. Mm-hmm. Now the selection is taken from the shortlisted candidates for the other, I think it's 12 categories that are not in the individual categories, don't come into it. So it could be anything from best small business, best green business, best rural business, best place to eat, and all of those. The shortlisted category, shortlisted businesses are all considered by the panel. And the panel is not just me. It's made up of a couple of people from my business, but three others from the Chamber of Commerce Executive Committee.
Yes.
So it's a general overview to try and, you know, properly select the best of the best.
Absolutely. And is there anything that you would be looking for in particular? I know obviously it's being selected from winners of other categories, but is there anything that might stand out to you that a certain business could do that others may not? Do you know what I mean? I don't know how else to put it.
But. I think I do. I think there's going to be various themes that underlie each of the other category winners. There'll be good innovators. There'll be good employers. They'll have good staffing relations.
Yeah.
I think there's so much success in the business environment around Uckfield, and a lot of small businesses, and just whether it's in the town centre, which seems to have a new shop popping up every time I go down there, and it's fantastic, or the brewery that's going to open a tap room in the signal box, or one of the more rural businesses. There's so much variety, but it's innovation. It's making some sense out of the world we're living in, and keeping a successful business thriving.
Yeah, absolutely, amazing. So. Well, thank you for answering all of those. Do you have anything else you'd like to add about the awards or anything before we sign off? Because I've asked you everything I wanted to. So.
Okay. Well, no, all I would say is to anyone out there listening, talk to those friends of yours who work for or manage a local business and encourage them to enter the awards.
Absolutely.
It is such a good event. It's such good kudos for your business to be even considered. If you get shortlisted, then you go to a marvellous awards evening and you get all that credit, which raises the profile of your business.
Yeah, of course. And even if those people don't enter, you can nominate them to enter. So you can put them forward as well.
You certainly can, yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Thank you for that bit, I forgot.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry. So businesses can enter themselves, or they can be nominated to then go forward and enter.
Absolutely.
And I feel like receiving a nomination would probably be a really lovely thing to receive.
Yes.
You'd be like, and someone thought I should enter this. This is really lovely.
Even if it's your favourite coffee shop.
Yeah,
nominate them and they'll have the opportunity to enter.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Chris. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise.
I'll speak to you very soon.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
No problem.